Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This week we are coming to a thrilling end of our systematic walk through the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. We are now down in the final verse we have to look at, verse 18. I have already talked about verses 19 and 20 earlier in the series at a couple of different points, so you know those well. But here in verse 18b, we have the words of our exalted Lord in the heavenly vision he gives to the apostle John via the angel, and that John passes along to us. In Revelation 1, verse 18, Jesus says, "I am the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades." And there is a key word here that interests us greatly. It's the word Hades. Hades is descriptive of a place, a temporary or intermediate location of death. Jesus says, "of death and of Hades," where the souls of people who are not Christians, go before ultimately winding up in eternal hell. That is, at the exact time of death, anyone who does not, by faith, believe in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, these individuals will go to Hades. On Friday, we learned about what the experience of Hades is like. It's beyond awful. We turn to the book of Luke, chapter 16, and verses 19 to 31, where I read to you Jesus' parable of the rich man in Hades and the poor man named Lazarus in heaven. I'm coming back to that text now, and what I want to do is read it to you, then remind you of some of what I said last week before telling you what heaven is in stark contrast to what Hades is. Is that okay with you? I hope so. Hear now the very words of Jesus in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Luke 16, 19 to 31. "Now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day. And a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. In Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things. But now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great chasm fixed, so that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.' But he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' But Abraham said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead.'" Having read this dynamic passage of the Word of God to you, let me remind you of what it is to be in Hades. You are best served if you will read this passage on your own, along with me now or later. Notice in the text, the rich man is in Hades and he is in torment. That is in verse 23, being in torment. Furthermore, he is in agony in this flame, verse 24. Hades is a place where there is fire. The rich man is on fire and he cannot extinguish the flames. So that in verse 25, Abraham tells the poor man, you are in agony. And in verse 26, he is told that he cannot cross over from Hades to heaven. He is in Hades forever. And that's in keeping with the rest of the testimony of Scripture. All people are either in hell or in heaven for all eternity, and there is no crossing over after death. Did you hear me? There is no crossing over after death. No one is in hell for only a period of time, only to then eventually go to heaven. No. If you believe that, according to God and His Word, you are wrong, and anyone who teaches this is a false teacher who will be condemned. Not everyone goes to heaven when they die. And then in Luke 16, verse 28, again the rich man calls Hades a place of torment. That's what it is to be in Hades. And remember, Hades is a temporary place of punishment for wicked people. All people there will ultimately end up, after the judgment of Jesus at the great white throne of Revelation 20, they will end up in eternal and everlasting hell. And hell is described the same way as Hades. Here are just three texts. I'm quoting Jesus again in the first. Jesus, in Mark 9, verse 43, this is our Lord describing hell in Mark chapter 9 and verse 43. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than having your two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. Did you get that? Hell is full of unquenchable fire. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11, describes what happens to those who reject the worship of Holy God. Listen to Revelation 14, verse 11. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day or night. Ouch! Wow! And then in Revelation 20 and verse 15, the Bible says, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. This is Revelation chapters 14 and 20. If you are not in God's book as being saved from sin through Christ, then what awaits you is Hades and then hell, where there is torment and agony in unrelenting eternal flames of fire, justified punishment for unforgiven sin. This is what the Bible teaches with clarity. This is not confusing. This is clear. God tells us up front what is going to happen to us when we die. The only question is, do you believe God? Do you take Him at His word? The souls of people in Hades and then the resurrected body and souls of people condemned to hell, this is a conscious state of existence. It is not that you're in Hades and hell and do not really know it. Go back to Jesus' words in Luke 16. The rich man in Hades had his memory. He remembers Abraham and Lazarus and his five brothers still alive on earth. And he feels the flames of fire because he describes himself as being in agony. He asks for Lazarus to give him just a little drop of water to cool him down. Yes, the rich man in Hades is fully conscious. And all souls there, right now as we speak, are experiencing exactly this. And I do not say this with a cavalier attitude. I say this humbly and horrifyingly. I'm saddened by this reality. And this is why I am set, fixed on repeating the truth. The truth is Hades is real, despite what some people think and teach. And I want to do everything I can to boldly, clearly, and passionately declare to you the gospel so that you can be saved from your sin by Jesus and live instead forever in heaven. And speaking of heaven, in contrast to Hades, listen to what Lazarus experiences in Abraham's bosom, a Jewish way of describing heaven. This is in Luke chapter 16. Lazarus is carried away by angels, verse 22. How sweet. And Lazarus is firmly embraced in the bosom of heaven, verse 23. Lazarus is being comforted in heaven, verse 25, and Lazarus is eternally secure in heaven, verse 26. Those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able. Those in heaven will never go to hell. Never. You have heard Hades, which results in hell, described by God today. You have heard heaven, which results in the new heaven described by God today. Where do you want to go? If by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, God is speaking to you right now, wherever you are, I want to invite you to write to me today. If you want to go to heaven when you die, please write to me. I want to tell you how you can do that. I want to share with you more from the Bible. My addresses will be repeated soon, so please stay tuned and write to me. Tomorrow I will explain to you what it means that Jesus holds the keys to death and Hades. What about that? It sounds intriguing, doesn't it? It is. And we'll find out together when you join with all of us right back here tomorrow, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.